Because in Congo, you have all the ingredients of this. Can't deliver proper election, can't deliver security, can't deliver laws that can allow rule of law, can't deliver laws that can allow citizen expression and independent institutions as provided for in the Sam City Agreement. When you have a situation like that, you are bound to have that kind of activity, right? Okay, embedded in the Congo, entrenched in that country, is this kind of thing. It's not the last time we're going to see it.
Tshisekedi was reelected for a second term as president in December, but he has yet to name a government, even 6 weeks after appointing a prime minister. Do you think that part of the unrest or the dissatisfaction among citizens is things like that?
Look, shambolic government produces shambolic elections, right? The East African forces of the government called in to pacify the Eastern DRC were kicked out of the country less than a year after they deployed. And now the United Nations forces have been requested to leave. What has the government put in place as a measure to supposedly get back security in that part of the country? It's recruiting militias. These militias are engaging in the same predatory activity that the Congolese army engages in, and that all these other mishmash of 140 rebel groups are engaging in. In that kind of scenario, you are going to have very sharp and intense anti-government feeling and anti-government sentiment. And anti-government sentiment can express itself in many ways. People can attack government installations, they can attack state house, they can attack police stations and stuff like that. This is what happens when you have the kind of shambolic situation that you've just talked about earlier.
The U.S. ambassador has said in a post on social media that she's very concerned by reports that American citizens were allegedly involved. I mean, is this going to ramp up tensions between the U.S. and the DRC?
Well, it depends on how the DRC wants to use it. If, in case, in a hypothetical scenario, if there's something the DRC is unhappy about, the United States, then presumably this is something they might use in their quarrel with the United States if they want to extract some concession from the U.S.